Okay. So, an introduction to me, and I'll re-welcome everybody because I just started the recording. Welcome, you're on a call about soul-powered living. You're listening to a recording about soul-powered living with me, Lindsay Lewis, and I have so much acknowledgement and love for you for that. And if you are new to me, a little bit about me so that you know some things that'll serve you. First off, I work as a professional life and business coach, and I always work with pretty spiritually attuned people, people who have a connection to themselves, to something greater, or sort of a driving curiosity about it that they may not even talk to other people about. And that's been one of the most fun things that has been a part of my work as a coach, has been getting to connect with people at this level, including, this level and kinds of awareness. So this teleseminar is really we're going to talk full on about that stuff. We're going to bring in terminology that is, spiritually oriented. And it's fun and it's powerful and it's beautiful. So I've been doing this work for about 5 years now. And the stuff that I'm about to share with you in this teleseminar, it's really key stuff. It's really big stuff. This is the stuff that makes the biggest difference in the work I do with every single client I've ever worked with. This awareness, this embrace of this information, this is the big stuff. And so I'm going to go for it. I'm going to just share everything that I possibly can share in a 60-minute teleseminar about this with you. Before I do, take a moment for yourself to just arrive. Really allowing yourself to fully settle into this space, this time. And I invite you to set an intention for miracles. I invite you to set an intention for big transformation, for fierce loving, for maybe even the unimaginable. And fully commit and choose into being here during the rest of our time together in support of that intention. And then once you've got that, shifting into just being present in your listening. Know that you will probably want, not probably, you will definitely want a pen and some paper or a journal. So if you don't have that, grab that now. And I am going to start by introducing key concepts of ego power versus soul power. We're going to start with the biggies. We're going to start right away. So before I define these, let me share that, holy moly, was I, have I spent a lot of my time in ego power. I spent a lot of my life from the place of ego power. And it's been realizing that and unlearning it and allowing soul power to come and be at work in my life instead that has made an enormous difference. Ego power comes from this place of I am doing it. I have to do it. That I am limited. That my energy is limited. That my knowledge is limited. So I may run out of energy. I don't know enough. I may run out of time. When we're in ego power, these are sort of the kinds of things we often think. And ego power, even though it comes from a place of we think trying to make something big happen, it actually keeps us very small. It is pretty negative and fear-based. It comes from that place of I have to do it. I'm on my own, of forcing and fighting, from this belief that nobody can help me, that not being open to receive, and there's a lot of tension when we're in ego power. And yeah, I spent a lot of time. I spent a lot of my life in that place. And I know a lot of people who also have and are as well. And it's okay, because we don't really get an understanding that there's another way until someone says, hey, there's another way. And that's what soul power is about. Soul power is about the universe coming through me, coming through you. This unlimited idea, this unlimited truth, where energy is unlimited, knowledge is unlimited, where intuition is thriving. We grow and we expand when we're in soul power. It's positive and love-based. And there's this idea of we're doing it together. I'm not on my own. There's a sense of allowing, easing, and cooperating, asking for and receiving help, being open to receive, and relaxation. So note that my encouragement to you here as I share all this stuff is feel welcome to take notes. And if you're live on the call, you're going to get the recording as well. So don't feel like you have to write down every single word. If that serves you, great. But don't feel like it's an urgent thing that's going to stress you out. So this soul power, it's such a nicer place to be. So what we're going to cover today is the big question. How do we do it? How do we access this place of soul power? Today we're going to talk about discerning between the soul self versus ego self, stretching into soul-powered living, the power of following our joy. Happiness is a soul power practice. So let's shift into discerning between the soul self versus the ego self. And let's get clear on how the ego and the soul show up in our own lives, what it sounds like, looks like. Because seeing this is really essential to shifting from ego power into soul power. So I'm going to get you to do a journaling process that will support you in doing that. So as you get your pen and your paper ready or your journal ready, let me support you with some more information about the ego self and the soul. The ego self is in charge of our misunderstandings and misbeliefs about ourselves that have us convinced that we're alone, that we have to do it on our own, that we're stuck, that things are too hard, too much work, and many, many others. The soul, it's unlimited. Soul's energy is unlimited. The soul's unlimited knowledge and intuition and love to grow and expand is positive and love-based. And the ego self, it exists like a layer around the soul. And so to access soul power, we don't need to add anything. We just need to become aware of the ego, how we're utilizing it in our life instead of freeing ourselves from it, and then start to do the work around freeing ourselves up from acting, living, and speaking from ego power. So this process is going to start to kick that off. So you've got your pen and your paper or your journal, and I'm going to give you I'm going to give you 5 minutes to answer two key questions. So I want you to write these questions down. The first one is this. When you think about your ego, knowing that the ego is not bad, we all got one, it's part of being human. When you think about your ego, what does it say to you most often? If you're hearing communication from the part of you that's in charge of misunderstandings and misbeliefs about ourselves, the part that believes you're alone, you got to do it on your own, that you're stuck, things are too hard, too much work, if you're hearing from that part of you, and when you hear from that part of you, what does it say to you most often? The second question is, when you think about your soul, what does it say to you? When you think about your ego, what does it say to you is your first question. When you think about your soul, what does it say to you is your second. If you've never thought about these questions before, it's okay. You got 5 minutes to do that, maybe for the first time, maybe not, right now. Starting now, you got 5 minutes. I'm going to hold space, and I'll let you know when we're close to our time. So journal away. You got 2 more minutes. So starting to bring that to a close. We're going to start to talk about how to live from a place of soul power. So you've done some discerning. You're starting to attune to the differences between soul and ego within you. You're starting to see how they show up. Now we want to know, okay, well, how do I start to live from this place of soul power versus ego power? Here's a beautiful thing about the soul. The soul loves uncertainty. Loves to not know what's around the corner. Loves to grow and stretch. Ego wants certainty, routine, playing it safe, and staying small. So living from soul power starts with stretching into the expansion that the soul wants and craves. And this part that I'm about to say next is key. We do it despite the discomfort and the fear and uncertainty. The soul exists in a state of readiness. It never needs to feel more ready, gain more confidence, believe more in itself. It never lacks anything. Those concepts don't even occur to that part of us. So soul-powered living involves being willing to live from that place as though we are ready, as though we have all the confidence we need, as though it would never occur to us to think that we need to believe more in ourselves before we do something. When we live in this way, we take actions from this place, it gets uncomfortable for our ego. Our ego will say all kinds of things in response to living in this way. It will say things like people will judge you. They might not like it if you do that. They might make mean comments online about you. You could fail. It might not work out. The ego self will say all kinds of stuff about starting to stretch and live into soul-powered living. And soul-powered living is about doing it anyway. Feeling the nervousness and adrenaline and cortisol in our body and doing it anyway. Testing out the idea that if we jump, we'll be supported. So I got a story for you. A client of mine who I'm going to call Sasha, she spent a lot of time per, I don't know exactly how long, but over, you know, it's years plural, thinking and thinking and thinking and dreaming and wishing about designing a clothing line, having accessories. She really, really wanted to create this, but her ego self kept telling her, you know, you don't have it in you. You need to wait until you have more experience. You need to wait until your money situation is really thriving. You need to wait until you feel more ready. So she waited and she waited and she waited. And then we started working together. She decided to stretch into soul power. Now at this time, I wasn't using this language to describe this happening. So it's not like she said, I'm going to stretch into soul power. She could have, but she didn't. She decided simply to stretch, to test this idea out, this dream out, before she felt she was fully ready, before she felt she fully believed in herself, before she felt she was confident enough. And she sold her first hat within about a month of launching her line, which is a very quick turnaround. She did it. She didn't have to wait for anything. She stepped into soul living. So we're going to talk about you and how you could live more from soul power. So I've got another journaling process for you. You're going to have 3 minutes for each question. I'm going to read them one at a time, then start the timer, and I'll let you know when your time is up. So grab your pen, your paper, your journal. Question number one is, what would you like to be different in your life? What do you really, really want? What would you like to be different in your life? What do you really, really want? Starting now, you got 3 minutes. Yeah, one more minute. So bringing that to a close, I'm going to move on to your next question. You're going to have 3 minutes for this one. Your next question is, what does your ego self say you need to be, have, or feel before you do it? Before you go for what you really, really want? What does your ego self say you need to be, have, or feel before you do it? Before you go for what you really, really want. You got 3 minutes starting now. Got one more minute. Starting to bring that to a close. And we're going to shift into your next journaling question. And you have one more after this. You got 3 minutes to respond to, what does your soul say in response to your ego and about what you really, really want? What does your soul say in response to your ego and about what you really, really want? Starting to bring that to a close. I'm going to shift into your final journaling question for this part of the process, for this particular process. That question is, if you were to step beyond the voice of the ego, what would stretching into soul power look like? What actions might you take? If you were to step beyond the voice of the ego? What would stretching into soul power look like? What actions might you take? You got 3 minutes, starting now. Starting to bring that to a close. You're going to have 2 minutes to write about what surprised you, what you noticed during that process. When you look back on your responses to those questions, you have 2 minutes to write about what surprised you, what you noticed, what you're taking away from that process. 2 minutes, starting now. Starting to bring that to a close. We're going to move into talking about following our joy. Happiness as a soul power practice. So our soul is pretty joyful, pretty at peace, pretty lit up by life and being alive. So a very powerful way to step even further into soul power and soul-powered living is by following our joy. And yet, so many of us don't. We let the ego get in the way with shoulds, can'ts, and worries about what would happen if we did. The irony is that all of the stuff that we are shooting ourselves into or canting ourselves into the life that we are creating or hoping to create by telling ourselves we should do something or we can't do something else, the life we're hoping to create through that approach is actually, it arrives when we free ourselves up from all that stuff. We're hoping to create happiness. We're hoping to create security. We're hoping to create success, achievement, financial freedom. And so we should do X, Y, and Z in order to get there. We can't do X, Y, and Z or we won't get there. If we step into following our joy, we worry that maybe we won't get there. Happiness, success, achievement, financial freedom. And the truth is, that the more we follow our joy, the more likely we are to experience all of those things. So following our joy is a soul power practice, and it can lead to so much. So you can either write your response to this question in your journal or on a piece of paper, or you can just simply ask it and answer it within yourself. This is a question that Robert Holden asks. And if you don't know Robert Holden, his work is powerful and beautiful. You can Google him and find him online for more information. The question is, from 1 to 10, how happy did you decide to be today? Can you find the place in your mind where you've already decided how good today is going to be? From 1 to 10, how happy did you decide to be today? So if you've got, once you get that number, from 1 to 10, you've got your happiness set point for today. We all have one. Day after day after day, we have a happiness set point. We create it unconsciously. So you've just become conscious of it. Now imagine that there's a line of numbers along the floor going from 1 to 2 to 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 10. See your number in that line. And then imagine you go and you stand on it. Stand on your number. And now, walk up to the next one. What does it feel like to stand there? What happens inside? What does your ego say? What does your soul say? Notice everything. Now go forward again. Walk up to the next number. What do you notice? What goes on inside? What do you feel? What do you think? Right now, this is information for you. It's information for you on your happiness set point and what the different parts of you say when you consider going further. So take that, be with it, notice it. When and if you decide you want to raise your happiness set point, use the process that you just walked through around, you know, if you were living from soul power, what actions would you take? What would you do differently? For now, just notice. what it's like for you to step into greater happiness. So there's a connection between happiness and success, happiness and ease with money. In short, happier people are also more successful, and they tend to make more money, have an easier relationship with money, because they have an easier relationship with themselves. So Cora is not this woman's real name. She was a client of mine. She's a woman. She was living in a town outside of San Francisco. She was in an admin position. She was in her mid-50s. When I first met her, I thought she was in her mid-70s because of how she presented. She was just so tired, so drained, really worn out. What she really wanted when she started to explore this with me, what she loved, what brought her the greatest happiness and joy was when she was living overseas as an expat and when she worked with kids. Cora also had a lot of debt, and she was really worried about money. She ended up, through our work together, moving to Qatar, starting to work for the royal family, tutoring their children, making way more money than she had ever made before in her life. Because she followed her joy. She chose out of the should, the can't, and the worry about what would happen if she made a change. She was willing to test, to be uncomfortable, to go outside her comfort zone. And everything that she was working so hard towards, it came. And that story, it happens time and time again. So as you sit with all this, there, you might be having this inner questioning going on. How do we bring together choosing happiness now, choosing to be happy in our lives now, and stretching into what we really want, the dreams, the things we've been waiting to do? How do we bring together choosing happiness now and stretching into a different vision of the future? We do it this way. We stretch into what makes us feel joyful. We choose to be happy whether we get there or not. We hold our dreams and wants lightly. We cultivate appreciation, gratitude, and counting our blessings. And we practice being willing to surrender to life's plan, being willing to acknowledge that something other than what we really want might be better for our highest good. So I'm going to say that all one more time. We stretch into what makes us feel joyful, to what allows our joy to emerge. We choose to be happy whether we get there or not, whether we get to that vision of our future or not. We hold our dreams and our wants lightly. We cultivate appreciation, gratitude, and counting our blessings. And we practice being willing to surrender to life's plan, that something other than what we really want might be better for our highest good. And with those words, I'm going to close today's session with so much loving, so much acknowledgement, and light ahead to the rest of your days. Lots of love.